The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
What do you find so funny?
Because you're dancing like a dad.
Can some things remain off air, please?
No. We've always said we're an open forum on this show.
Yeah, I suppose we are.
I just don't know what you were doing. Your hips and your ribs weren't talking.
That's rich coming from you.
Wow, that's blow. Oh, my gosh.
What is going on? Is it Murder at the Orient Express at your house?
Major drama going down at my house.
What is going on?
Well, because, you know, it was my birthday, and I got the most beautiful bunches of flowers, stunning flowers, and everyone was so sweet, sending them over. Like, that's the best feeling, I reckon.
Yeah.
When your front door or, you know, the doorbell goes, you don't know who it is, you open the door, and there's just someone there with a bunch of flowers.
I feel like you're prefacing this because there is something that's gone wrong with the flowers.
Well, the flowers... in one of the cases were the lilies, you know, those beautiful smelling lilies.
Yeah, they're stunning.
Love them to bits.
Yeah.
And you can get them at Spinneys, and they're just like, you can just grab a pair, like a bunch when you're going out, and it's just lovely. Anyway, I have always loved lilies my whole life. But now where I live, we have a cat.
Pepper
the cat. The most beautiful cat you'll ever see in your life. I love it a bit.
Sure.
Cats can't be around lilies because they're poison for the cats. If the cat ingests like a tiny bit of the leaf or the flower or the pollen or whatever, they can die.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I got the lilies and I was like, oh, they look so good. So I kept them, but I put them in the downstairs toilet and I closed the door.
Right.
And I was going to bring them to work and give them to someone who can have them in their house. Anyway, I get home from work yesterday and I completely forgot to bring them to work. And I look into the toilet and the door's been left open.
Yeah.
And there she is, chewing on a leaf.
Well, the cat was chewing on the lily leaf that was in the bathroom.
Yeah, because obviously she must have been attracted to the smell as well.
They must be, yeah, I don't know.
So she's on the counter and she's just having a little bit of a munch, and I was like freaking out. I run in there. I'm like, "What are you doing?" Opening up her mouth, grabbing her tongue, like wiping her tongue off. She's like quite a skittish cat as it is.
Yeah.
So she's going crazy, scratching me, and I was like, "I don't care. You're not dying on me. I love you too much." Anyway, so...
Oh, my goodness. What a dramatic afternoon at the Price household.
So then I get said leaf. I rip it off the bunch. I kick Pepper out of the bathroom, close the door, go straight to Kelly.
This is your flatmate, yeah, yeah.
My housemate, whose cat Pepper really is, even though I've adopted her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Kelly, this is the lily leaf. Pepper's been chewing on it. I've got on Google. This is what's going to happen. We need to keep an eye on her, or we need to go to the vet." And Kelly was so chilled.
That's bizarre.
Kelly, my housemate, was so chilled out. She's just like, "Oh, don't worry, doll. She'll be fine. We'll just keep an eye on her. She might, you know, drool a little bit if she does. You know, we'll just..."
From experience, she's been chewing on lily leaves as well.
Yeah.
That's why she's so chilled
out.
And
I was like, "Okay, let's make a deal. If she vomits, we have to take her to the vet." And Kelly's like, "Yeah, okay, no problem."
Yeah.
Anyway, I had the worst sleep last night.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because Pepper's on my bed and every 2 seconds I'm getting up, making sure she's still alive and she's okay. She's fine.
Yeah.
She's totally fine.
No doubt.
But I was like, yeah, I was like, it was like a near-death experience for me.
Look, I think cats know that lilies are poisonous, which begs the question, what kind of house are you living in where the cat is voluntarily eating lily leaves?
She loves eating leaves. She's addicted to it. Even in the garden, she's just having a munch, all the leaves, and then she vomits them up.
Okay, so we need to just buy some wet food for the cat and as a donation for your house, as it appears.
Pricey scandal.
Looks like there will be a delay on the release of Zayn's second studio album.
Great news. That's fantastic.
See, you see how I stumbled through that because I was so scared to say Zayn's name on this show.
Good. I'm glad that I have finally instilled that fear on this show.
Yeah, because you hate him. I don't...
If you have just joined us, he's my arch nemesis. I just hate Zayn.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah, I know. It's very one-sided.
But that's usually what happens with people and their arch nemesis, right?
Absolutely.
So Zayn's had to scrap half the songs on his second album because he wrote them when he was head over heels in love with Gigi Hadid.
Yeah.
Now they've broken up. He has to take them out because it would just be too much for him to process if he's on stage singing about Gigi and still trying to get over the breakup.
Right. Probably stinker songs anyway.
Well, it took him 18 months to develop this. Like the whole album, and now he has to start again. So we might not see any more music or new music from Zayn for a while. He is teasing one song, but that's all he's teasing at the moment.
Look at the tension that just got lifted off my shoulders and my neck. How good's that? Another 2 year wait. Excellent. Oh, no Zayn on the radio, everyone.
Oh my gosh, Harry. That's so bad. Paris Hilton.
Oh, great news. Let's always talk about Paris.
Like, love it already. So she almost lost her $2 million engagement ring. She was dancing the night away in a Miami nightclub. She flung her hands in the air like she just didn't care. The ring, which is pretty loose on her finger, which is huge, we've all seen it, it goes flying across the club.
Oh my goodness.
Nowhere to be seen. She's freaking out. Her fiancé's freaking out even more because he bought the ring.
Yeah, he's still paying it off.
Yeah. It took him ages. He finally finds it at the other side of the club in a ice bucket.
Wow. Yeah. What, it landed in an ice bucket?
It was in an ice bucket.
So the equivalent is getting $2 million in cash and just throwing it across the room and not knowing where it was going to land. That's basically the equivalent.
Yeah. And in an
that's
ice
so
bucket.
Paris.
I know. Oh, Paris, you silly girl. You little silly sausage. I would have been so angry if my partner flung their $2 million ring across the room.
It's absolutely pricey.
But yeah, her fiancé was committed to finding it, and he finally found it. Yeah, I know, so good. And finally, billionaire James Packer, apparently he's checked into one of America's top psychiatric hospitals. This is also after stepping down from his empire, Crown Resorts, as well. He's not doing too well. Apparently he's been repeatedly asking his ex-wife to get back together. He hasn't contacted Mariah Carey.
Right.
You know how they were engaged.
Yeah, so James Packer is like an Australian billionaire.
It's like a media mogul.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, just, yeah.
And he was dating Mariah Carey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were engaged.
Yeah.
And then they broke up. And now he's in a hospital called McLean Hospital in Arizona. And this hospital is costing 130,000 dirhams per night to be there. So hopefully he'll be fixed up good.
Mimi must have been a punish.
I can probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that she would be.
Thank you for the scandal price.
It's not Mimi, it's the people around her.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
It's true,
yeah,
she's lovely. Tragically.
What's she drivelling on about?
No, I think it's just clearing a blockage or something.
It's tea time, darlings.
Yes, I love tea time.
Just don't interrupt, Pricey.
Oh, look at that.
Now, that's not a sound effect here. That's actually Layla clumsily pouring the tea. Did you get any
on
the microphone?
On my leg. My leg's burning.
Sorry, just don't get on the microphone. I don't want another meeting with engineering.
I know. We're already getting a 10-minute meeting after work. We can't make it 30.
Oh. One of them resigned recently, I think.
No, that was IT.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Probably your fault, though.
Absolutely was. There was a... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still in court. This is where we... It's our favourite segment easily here. We have tea and we talk about the royals. It's royal tea time.
We love the monarchy. And did you guys know that it's 54 days till the wedding?
Wow. No, I didn't.
54 days till the royal wedding.
Oh, remember when it was like 99 days to go?
I know. Time's just flying. What have you achieved?
46 days ago, I guess. What have I achieved?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Same.
Yeah.
I feel very anxious for this wedding as if I'm part of it, but I really have nothing to do with it at all.
Why are you anxious? Are you like, oh, has she done this? Has she done the flowers?
I'm just thinking, how much is there to prepare for a royal wedding?
I'm anxious because I'm still waiting for my invitation.
Yeah.
Well.
You'll be waiting a long time, buddy.
Speaking of, the invitations have been sent out.
Have they?
So they were sent out on Thursday evening, and they've been created by a company called Bernard Westwood, who've done printing for the royal family since the 1980s.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool. It's been printed on English paper with American ink.
Ooh.
You know, so like an incorporation, Harry and Meghan.
Nice.
I like that, yeah.
Now, everyone thinks there's a spelling mistake on it because it says His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, Henry of Wales, invites you, where everyone's like, his name's Harry.
Okay.
Nickname. Harry is the nickname. So his name is actually Henry.
Okay.
I think I did know that, but that's still quite a big surprise, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So invites are out and everyone's waiting to... sign them back and send them back, say I'm coming.
So is everyone's name printed on it, or are they going to be written on?
So everything's printed, but the names of the invitees will be written on.
Oh, interesting, because you know Meghan Markle does calligraphy. I wonder if she's going to handwrite everybody's name.
She'll be there for a while. They're 600. Like 600 plus sent out.
She rocks up walking down the aisle with carpal tunnel syndrome. They're going to put the ring on the finger and it's in a sling.
It's in a wrist guard.
Yeah. Yeah, like she's playing basketball.
She's like, this is all your fault with her wrist guard hanging out.
Sharon from Kath and Kim.
But I also heard that they're going to have, they've picked out their wedding cake as well. Lemon and elderflower cake.
Ooh. Sounds delicious.
I think that's a great combination. They wanted to go kind of spring colours, spring flavours.
4009, if there's anywhere we can get a lemon and elderflower cake here in UAE, I want to get a taste test on that.
I want to taste that. We need to have a taste of the royal wedding like we're going to be there.
Absolutely.
Well, there you have it.
By the way, wasn't there one other thing I saw it in the news that her name was different on the invitation as well? Megan? Was
it her name? I had a look at the invite this morning, and it does say Meghan Markle, but apparently her name's actually Rachel.
Okay.
Rachel Meghan.
Her middle name's Meghan.
Yeah.
Right.
So she goes by, her name's Rachel Meghan Markle, but she goes by Meghan Markle.
I find it interesting that they've said Henry when Harry's a nickname, but not put her actual first name.
I feel like she's definitely kind of going against, or just, you know, not going against tradition, but just doing her thing.
Yeah. It's making a new tradition.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
I love it.
Great royal tea time. You actually have some more royal goss in the scandal a little later on as well.
I do.
So excited for the Harlem Globetrotters to be back in the UAE. They're playing in the capital this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Du Forum. Joining us on the line, Hoops Green. Hello, Hoops. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We're excellent. Really excited to talk with you this morning. Are you excited about coming over to Abu Dhabi?
Of course. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun, a family fun event, a lot of smiles and a lot of great basketball. Everybody's going to have a good time.
Is this something that you have always dreamed of doing? Is this the goal for you? Or what were your goals when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I told myself and everyone that I was going to play professional basketball. And I wasn't thinking that I was going to play for the most famous team. But, you know, it just happened to happen that way. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's fitting for me just being able to do what I love and what I'm passionate about.
I need to know this. How do you guys come about your names? So did you get to choose your name?
No, we have to earn our name. And then they kind of decide. My name, Hoops, they gave it to me because I had, I've been playing since I was four, so practically my entire life. And, you know, I'm always in the court. I'm always ready to play basketball. I had that hoop swag. And in my high school and college team, I was pretty successful. Like, I had a winning career. So being on the Globetrotters, they're like, well,
nice. Well, yeah, and it can also, like, transcend over to, like, the red carpet because you could just wear big hoops in your ears.
That's a good point.
That's true. I do have hoops in right now.
There you go. See?
That could be another
hoops
reason.
On the court, hoops on the red carpet. You got it sorted. That's a great name.
Pricey will always relate it somehow to fashion.
Yeah, I will.
If there's a chance. Hey, Hoops, take us back to when you first got that call to say that you were going to be a Harlem Globetrotter. What was that like?
When I got that call, I got so excited. I remember yelling it to my brother because I told him that, you know, I would speak it into existence. I'm like, I'm going to be a Harlem Globetrotter. I'm going to be a Harlem Globetrotter. Just saying it out loud. Then I called him and I was like, I am a Harlem Globetrotter. I was yelling it. And, you know, he was excited and my family was excited. He was yelling it with me.
Oh, I love it. That's so great.
It's like a scene from a movie, isn't it?
I am a Harlem Globetrotter. You did it, babe.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, before you get on the court, do you have like a hype song? What's your hype music that you're listening to?
I like Drake. Got to go with some Drake.
Nice.
Who else I like? I don't even like when I was younger, I used to listen to like super hype music and all that. And now I guess I need more calm music to calm me down because going into the games, they play music during the games and my adrenaline is already high. So I don't need to, take it to the extreme. I need to be calmed down. So I like the more calm music.
Nice. Yeah, the Woosah music.
It's funny, as we all get older, we need calming down. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
We're so excited to see you guys back out here in the UAE. If you haven't seen the Harlem Globetrotters before, it is so much fun. It's a show as well. It's incredible. You're going to see stuff like you've never seen before. Tickets available at ticketmaster.ae. Du Forum this weekend in the capital. Hoops Green, have a safe trip out here and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Pricey Scandal.
So Matt LeBlanc, you know who he is, Harry?
Yeah, Joey from Friends.
Joey from Friends. He is Joey from Friends, like Victoria Beckham is to the Spice Girls at the moment, because He is the one that's stopping any hopes of the Friends reunion.
Do you really want a Friends reunion? Be honest.
Yeah, I'd love one.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like a quick one like what Will and Grace have done.
Okay.
You know, they've just done a little kind of like a...
Yeah,
just I heard a little it wasn't teaser. That great. Just be nice to see them. And then we'd get closure, and if it's not good, it's not good. And if it's great, then we just, yeah.
Move on with our lives.
We can all move on without having to wonder if there's going to be a reunion.
Okay, well, he's holding it back.
He is. He reckons it's been left too late now to go back. The characters need to stay young like they were. And then he said, normally I'd never say never, but in the case of Friends, I'm definitely saying never. He is shutting it down.
Does he look... Well, actually, he doesn't look that bad compared to the other guy. Who's the other guy? He's like...
Chandler. Yeah, Matthew Perry. Yeah, he's changed. They've all changed. I mean, they were in their 20s when they were doing it.
Yeah, totally.
Now they're in their late 40s. So. Yeah, it's been a while. Pink has been forced to cancel a few gigs on medical advice, and I think she's been sick for quite a while now. It's a little bit concerning, actually, because do you remember when she sang at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, she had the flu, I think.
She had the flu, and just before she was just about to sing, she removed the throat lozenge from her mouth. And
oh, no, everyone was like, oh, we can't have that on the Super Bowl field.
Yeah, and everyone went crazy about it. It's like, she's just...
It's not like Flushing Meadows.
Yeah, they were like, oh, it's gum. And she's like, no, guys, it was a throat lozenge because I'm sick. Like, you know what Pink's like, gives total sass back.
Could have been worse. She could have sung the national anthem like Fergie.
Yeah. This
have
is
we
true.
Still got that somewhere?
We probably do somewhere, but yeah, that wasn't great, was it?
No.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of redemptions next year. But yeah, so she's cancelled her Detroit show, and Pink fans are worried. They're just like, oh, what's going on? Because she has been sick for ages now.
She had a baby... A year ago, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
It was recently.
She has a daughter, but her daughter is older, like five or six years old.
I hope she's all right, poor thing.
Yeah, not looking good at all. And Gwen Stefani, you know her ex-husband, Gavin Rosdale?
Yeah.
So he looks like he's moved on with a woman that's 24 years younger than he is.
Right.
She's a German model. Her name is Sahia. Instead of Sophia, it's Sohia.
Okay.
Yeah, and so she is, she's 28, he's 52. They seem very happy together. They were spotted in Miami together. She has two full-sleeve arm tattoos. What do you think of that?
She got the side of the head shaved as well. I love that look.
No, she hasn't got the side of the head because she's a model, but she's got these tattoos that she rocks.
Yeah.
How did you Google that already? All I gave you was her name.
She looks stunning.
Parsi, parade, or pamper with Virgin Atlantic.
Yes, we are discovering three new ways to fly with Virgin Atlantic. There's Economy Light, Economy Classic, and Economy Delight. This week is all about Economy Light. We want you to party because you're going to fly over to London with Virgin Atlantic. You're going to take hand luggage only because that's what Economy Light's all about. No baggage, no drama, just the hand luggage.
So you wear your sunnies on the flight, you get your bag and you walk straight off through the airport.
Yeah, you get all those like tiny little minis for your toiletries.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I thought you were talking about other minis.
Oh, yeah, those minis too. Will
mini bar
be
minis.
Okay. And, yeah, you go and party at Bruno Mars. There's a concert in London that we want to send you to. You're going to get hooked up with accommodation as well. And it's all on us and Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah, all you had to do was listen out for that cue to text. Kind of sounded like a boarding call. And when you hear it, you had to text in party to 4009 and we put you in the final, and the odds for getting on this flight to London are so good, by the way.
So amazing. So we're going to pop your name on a wheel, yours and four other names.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Lynn Wilson texted through. She's from Damak Hills. You're in the final, babe.
Oh, fantastic. How are you guys?
So exciting, Lynn. So we're going to pop you on this huge wheel we have in the studio. We're going to spin that wheel on Thursday. And if your name comes up, honey, you better pack that hand luggage because you're going with Virgin Atlantic Economy Light.
Oh, wow. That'd be incredible. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Who would you take with you?
I'd take my boyfriend, Callum, with me because he's a massive fan of Bruno Mars.
Oh, nice.
This sounds perfect. Like it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, good luck, honey. And hopefully we'll be giving you a call on Thursday if we spin your name on the wheel.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
No worries, Dale. Good luck.
You're welcome. If you missed out on getting into the final today, don't stress. Another chance again tomorrow. We'll do it for the rest of the week too.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you're a fan of getting out of the heat. It's actually quite nice in London at the moment.
What is it?
Tops of 12 today.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, nice respite from the heat.
Pricey scandal.
Celine Dion's taking some time off her residency in Vegas to focus on her health. She's actually taking 3 weeks off. She needs to have surgery on her throat. Sorry, on her ears.
Oh, dear.
I was saying ears, nose and throat.
Ears, nose and throat. It's all connected anyway.
Yeah, she's been using these eardrops for like a year and a half and they just don't work anymore. And she's like, it's just so difficult to sing with this ear stuff. So, yeah, she's going to be taking 3 weeks off. She'll be back on stage May 22nd. So that sucks, though, because if you're like flying to Vegas or you've booked a trip and then you don't get to see Celine Dion, the diva, you'd be like, oh, man.
Can I be honest? I only know about two Celine Dion songs, if I'm honest with you.
You'd be surprised. Like, you'd hear a song, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know this song.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, she just kind of belts it out anyway, doesn't she?
I just like that one, The Power of Love.
Power of Love.
Great song. Sounds like a Meatloaf song.
So Meghan Markle's dad is going to be, who hasn't met Prince Harry yet, by the way.
Okay.
Still hasn't met him. He will be walking Meghan down the aisle at her wedding, which is in like, what, less than 50 days.
Right. This is massive news.
Yeah. So apparently he's a bit of a recluse. He moved from LA to Mexico to get away from the spotlight, but Meghan adores him. So he is going to be down, over in London, walking her down the aisle.
Okay.
Here's a little fun fact on Meghan's dad. He is an Emmy Award winner. He won in lighting directing.
Okay.
And he worked on the set of Married with Children for like many years.
Great television show.
Yeah. And so Meghan would always like come to set with him and watch it all. And so that's how she got into her acting career.
Got into showbiz.
She was just so interested.
I saw a picture of him. Do you reckon he's going to scrub up okay for the wedding?
Or? Yeah, I'm sure they'll do something.
Yeah. Like he looks like an old retired guy that plays golf every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As most dads do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see him in a suit and stuff.
I know.
With a
I just can't wait for this royal wedding. I really hope it's televised.
If it is televised, I'm taking the day off.
Yeah,
I'm not
same.
Coming into work. I want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Did you hear that, management?
They don't listen to the show.
And finally, Craig David, he was performing in Los Angeles and he got the hugest surprise because Justin Bieber got up on his stage.
Okay.
And not only did he get up on stage, Justin got up there and just praised Craig David for being there for him since day one. It was really, really odd, but really nice to see. Take a listen.
So, this guy right here supported me from day one, came to my show, and now I got so much love for him. I look up to him. He's an amazing guy, but he's an incredible artist, and I'm just glad to be here. It's so much fun. Thank you, baby.
A bit hard to hear, but he was praising Craig David, saying...
He basically said, this guy's been here for me since day one. He was at my first show ever when I was in London. He's incredibly talented, and he's also a really nice man.
Oh, there you go. He is actually a nice guy.
Yeah, he's so nice. We've spoken to him before, Craig David. He's lovely.
So there you go. Bieber praising Craig David.
Bit of a revival year for Craig David. He's having a good one, isn't he?
He's having a very good year.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.